Many Pacific Island nations look to Hawaii as a model for what to do and not to do when it comes to tourism. This summer, the East-West Center launched a new course of study thanks to a $250,000 grant from the State Department's Bureau of Educational and Cultural Affairs. Pacific Island fellows have been immersed in a six-week intensive in the islands and made a trip to Washington, D.C. over Memorial Day weekend to meet other cohorts in our nation's capital. We sat down with one of the Pacific fellows, Papua New Guinea's Pauline Rinman, to share her first impressions about our visitor industry and what she will take back to her island. What struck you about Hawaii when you first arrived here?
How big it was, yeah. The city and so many people from all over the world, yeah.
And Papua New Guinea has a fledgling tourist industry.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're here to kind of learn the do's and don'ts, what we do right and what we've done wrong, and to learn from our mistakes.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Since I've been here, I've started an internship with a nonprofit called Travel to Change. And what they do is create fun and impactful activities for travelers who come to Hawaii. And they build positive experiences that also help the tourists, not the tourists, sorry, they like to refer to themselves as travelers, giving back to the Hawaiian community. But ideally, what we'd like to bring back to our own countries is how to be better leaders and better leaders for change. So we're hoping to get some knowledge and experience from those that can provide us a path or strategies to achieve our goals and our plans for our countries.
And so explain to our listeners what the tourist industry is like in Papua New Guinea.
The industry in Papua New Guinea is, because we have such a vast country, we're kind of fragmented, but we are looking at ways to come together and build one goal that we can all achieve together. And I work for our National Tourism Organization, and it's been a difficult job trying to, you know, build bridges between our industry pockets in the different provinces. So my experience here in Hawaii is trying to see how you guys do it, how you guys work together.
And why is it difficult? Are we talking different cultures?
Yes, because Papua New Guinea we have 1,000 different tribes and 800 languages. So communication and maintaining it has been a challenge for us, yeah.
And I know here it's important to have the authentic culture properly highlighted, mm-hmm. because there are lots of, I think, misconceptions about what Hawaii is all about, that they think it's just all, you know, sand and surf and sunshine, and the culture is much deeper than that. Mm-hmm. So I imagine that you folks then have that same challenge.
Yes, yeah. Trying to maintain our cultural authenticity, that's one thing that we're trying to maintain and not let outside influences, I don't know, commercialize it too much, or, you know, maintain its integrity. Yeah.
Right, and the country has so much to offer. I mean, mm-hmm. what I've read and seen online, just, you know, marvelous cultural experiences are available to folks who are adventurous.
Yeah, that's right. We are a hard adventure destination. So we have things like trekking and surfing and diving, not the soft adventures like Hawaii does. But, it's a very bold experience if you want to come to PNG. Yeah, it challenges you.
And yeah. So what has this experience been like for you as you've gone around to see just different facets of our tourist industry?
Yes, it's been an eye-opener. I've seen a lot of things that Hawaii has, and it's some things that I do find wonderful that I could take back, and some things that I'd really not like to maybe take back to PNG, yeah.
Or you can learn how to avoid
yes, that's
the
right.
problems.
Exactly.
If you want to give us an example, what maybe you think won't fly in your country? What would you like to avoid?
Yes, maybe it's the cultural part. Yeah, there's some things that I wouldn't like to commercialize too much, just to keep sacred. And then there's the number of tourists coming in. There's just so many,
right?
Yeah, and I don't think we'd be able to handle that.
Right, we're seeing record numbers here, and we don't have enough hotel rooms,
yeah.
And that's created a whole host of problems. We do get, really millions coming through here. What's the scale for Papua New Guinea? Like, how many tourists do you folks get?
Last year, we got about 189,000-plus tourists, and the majority of them were business travelers. Yeah, about 90,000 of those. In terms of marketing, I see that Hawaii and of the organization that I'm with, they use the digital online platforms to market Hawaii and the different activities. And I think that would be a great a take home for me to bring back to Papua New Guinea and look at platforms, online platforms that we can better market our destination.
With Papua New Guinea, how is that broken up? I mean, are there more areas that are more rugged, maybe up in the highlands that are more difficult to get to?
Yeah, Papua New Guinea is a difficult place to get around. The only way you can get around PNG is by air. Yeah, not like Hawaii, you can get on a car or a bus or a boat. But PNG, it's mainly air travel, yeah.
So there are challenges there.
That's right.
And as far as airlines coming through there, are there multiple, or is there a monopoly out there?
We have three commercial airlines, but our national carrier is the Air New Guinea. Yeah, our country is also looking at ways of opening up our roads and increasing sea transport as well. You know.
So really improving the infrastructure.
That's right. Yeah. The experience has brought a lot of insight into what's being done here in Hawaii. And I've learned a lot about the tourism and the sustainability tourism that Hawaii is moving towards or is currently doing right now. And I'd like to take that back home to PNG. And I'm sure my colleagues who are part of the Tourism Professional Fellows Program are doing would like to do the same.
That was Pauline Riemann, an East-West Center Pacific Fellow from Papua New Guinea, who spent Memorial Day weekend in our nation's capital. She returns to Port Moresby to share her experience following a 6-week intensive look at Hawaii's tourism industry. We might note that an APEC summit last week focused on increasing the numbers of women in management roles in the visitor industry, and Riemann appears to be off to a good start.